little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. Alright, welcome back. A very special number to me.
89,
which is 20 above. Wayne?
This guy.
You can't even say a number, can you?
69, you moron!
Just say 69!
This guy.
69.
You're still a virgin.
We're not gonna get into any of that. But, it's episode 89. Anything I can relate to 69. Hey, if I was meaner, I could have done, episode 84 is 15 above 69. 79 is 10 above 69.
88
is
19.
Yeah, 19. There's always ways of bringing up 69.
I know.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Anyway, remember? Alright. Cool beans. But let's get into some stuff this week, see what we've been playing. I picked up Wolf Among Us on Xbox Live.
How's that?
It's pretty good. It's from the same guys who did Walking Dead. It's Telltale Games.
Telltale Games.
So
I've been meaning to pick that up.
You should.
I've been meaning to pick that up, just because.
You should. It's, but Wayne, don't pick it up. It's pretty...
It's pretty gruesome?
It's pretty gruesome.
I...
So Wayne, don't pick it up. It won't do you no good, buddy. No. A lot of four-letter words. All of them. Plus just a lot of violence. Pretty good story, though. So it's the way it works is that there's been a major exodus from Fairy Tale Land into some small area in New York. So everyone takes this they call it glamour. So everyone looks human, even though they're not. So you play as the big bad wolf. He's a sheriff, but he looks human because he's taken this potion.
It's kind of like the Roddy Piper movie. Remember when he puts on the sunglasses, he sees all the
aliens. That's exactly how it is. That's pretty much how it is.
Oh boy!
So it's fun so far. I think I've played it for about an hour. That's my new Samsung Galaxy Note 3. But anyways, so
god damn,
good fun.
My background's better though.
That's true, but I guarantee. I'll say this to you before. I said it to people before. I'm pretty sure it'll look better on mine. Just saying.
Oh yeah, chrome sure.
But so the game is really good quality so far. It's episodic, just like The Walking Dead. It's gonna be 5 episodes, just like The Walking Dead. Each one's $10. It's like The Walking Dead. But you can buy a season pass, $20, to get all 5, which I might once I finish. The good thing is they allow you to buy the first episode and then buy the season pass. So, you know, that way you don't have to feel pressured to buy the season pass up front after just playing the demo. So,
okay.
That's pretty damn cool. But I've been trying to play some more Marvel. I did go to Salt Mines 2 days ago.
How'd that go?
Played some Marvel. It went pretty good.
Who won it?
I forgot who won. I didn't stay the whole time because I was like, man, it was already like, by the time I got eliminated, it was...
Probably 11.
It was, no, dude, by the time I got eliminated, it was like 10, 15. And there were so many matches left, I'm like, no, I can't stay. It's a weekday, you know? It's just what it is.
Nice.
But... a lot of fun playing Marvel again. Just playing fighting games in general, I really missed that. It's been something I've been lacking the last couple of weeks, so I'm glad to get back into it.
Who'd you lose to?
Who did I lose to? I lost the Paper Stacks once.
Oh, good old.
I think he took me out. Damn it.
Did Rusty Shackleford play?
He did.
Dude, that guy's beastly, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. I'm just glad I didn't get him. I didn't get to play him because at least I felt like I had a good chance in the matches I played. I won 2 sets, so it's not too bad.
Same team.
It's just fun to play that team for me. I don't get frustrated, you know.
It's a good keep away team.
Yeah,
great keep away team.
So I'm good with that. And what else? Play some more GTA. I want to finish it because next week Arkham
Origins
comes out.
In time for an extra life.
Mm-hmm. What I would recommend, if you haven't pre-ordered, I think Toys R Us has the best deal. If you pre-order to Toys R Us, you get a $15 coupon when you pick up the game, which you can use in a future game purchase.
So not too bad.
When I picked the Pokemon X and Y, it's fun so far. But I picked it up at Toys R Us. I pre-ordered one of them. So they had a special that was buy one game get 140% off. So I bought Pokemon. I pre-ordered Pokemon Y. And I bought Pokemon X, so I got Pokemon X 40% off, and then I got a $10 coupon for pre-ordering Pokemon Y.
Nice.
So I was like, yeah, boy. It's like, good deals at Toys R Us. When, you know, well, not always, but right now there is.
Sometimes.
So Pokemon's fun so far. It's really polished.
Truly polished.
Truly polished. A lot to dig into, but I just haven't had the time recently. But I think I'm going to have a lot of time this weekend, so... Yeah.
You buddy.
We'll see. And I think that's pretty much it for me. Yep, that's it.
Alright.
So, what have you got, Wayne, besides Marvel Ultimate Alliance and Pocket Pool?
Transformers.
Actually, I haven't played that much of Transformers this week, just because the event kind of... Once you reach the highest rank in the event this last week, it was kind of... Pointless to continue. Now it was to the point where you just couldn't. Nobody was able to really do much good on it because it's player against player, and too many people were just buying their way through it, the game. So most of us stopped playing and waiting for the new event, which starts tonight. Marvel Alliance, going through that one. Just finished the special ops. Getting season 2 started here. Fragger, I'm almost done with the Atlantis episode now on the phone. Got a few more a few more episodes to go. And then I sat down and played quite a bit of Black Ops 2 multiplayer the other night.
Why, you want to get ready for Ghosts?
I am ready for
this,
that.
This guy's all freaking giddy.
It's better.
I'm looking forward to playing it, playing Ghosts as well, but Black Ops 2 offered for season pass holders double XP this past weekend, so I took advantage of that.
Yeah, might as well. At least that way you get double XP when you die all the time.
Ha ha.
That's true.
But actually, I was doing pretty good, so.
Right.
Or your kill-to-death ratio was close to 1?
Actually, it was higher.
Like 1.1?
Something like that.
Okay, yeah. Should think Mr. 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I was like, man, you're not... Yeah, you suck.
Actually, I was doing pretty good for most of the matches until my internet just started crashing on me.
Sure.
Excuses.
It's a connection. It's lag. It's a controller.
With my connection, it is. It's AT&T. Stupid AT&T.
What, you don't get the lag shield?
Yeah, right?
Well, like that happens in a lot of games where if you're laggy, you're the one who gets to kill and not be killed.
No, it actually got to the point where it's like you couldn't move without the game just stuttering around you, and it's like, I gotta quit, because, yeah.
You were too legit?
No, because it's just you couldn't play.
Too legit to quit?
I had to wait for the network to come back, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You suck.
But, yeah, that's about it. A little bit more G.I. Joe, actually, on the tablet, but not much.
Meh. Valkyrie Crusades. Damn it.
Man, no.
No!
Ah, that sucks. Well, for me as well, I wasn't here last week for the previous podcast because I had to stay over for work so I could get ahead of time. Thanks to this damn Joey dude they've been doing this past week. It sucks. I know. Well, for this week, I've been playing a lot of Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, trying to get a little more fun just because I'm bullshitting my way around it. Brought out the PlayStation 2 and played CVS 2, and my arcade stick took a dump, so I'll ask I'll ask LG to fix it, see what's going on from there. I've never toyed with it too as well. Also, I downloaded for my 4S, I downloaded the Chive app.
The what?
Chive. Mind the Gap Mondays. Burn the Bra Wednesdays. And the game that I downloaded was Star Wars Angry Birds 2. Fun game.
I heard it was.
It's addicting, just like the first Star Wars Angry Birds.
I don't know why. Like I just I don't know. Like part of me just doesn't want to. I feel like.
Yes, you do. Shut up. No, you know you want to do it.
No, you know what? Like, I feel like I'm such a hipster for saying I don't want to download it. It's Angry Birds. Everybody plays it.
This seems like fucking Candy Crush. Everybody and their grandmothers play it.
Hey, I downloaded Candy Crush, but I stopped after like 2 days.
I never started it, so I can't really.
Plus, I play other games. Like, I'm playing Valkyrie Crusade right now, even though it has problems working on my phone because I have the newest version of Android, and you know how that goes.
You have to wait until everything uploads or downloads.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But you know what? It's a 1080p screen, son.
Oh, yeah, dude.
1080p.
Is it a 4K screen?
No.
No, but I can record video in 4K.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Actually, the funny thing is I got my hands on a GoPro HD Hero 3 Plus.
Nice.
The new one.
Yeah.
I got a thank you. I got a thanks to a friend of mine who works in the industry. Helped me do a little some fun stuff with it and the project too as well. And yeah, hopefully it's nice and sunny over this weekend so I can go surfing and actually take it out in the ocean. Mm-hmm. Give it a few rough ups and whatnot.
Right?
Yeah, I'll write a nice full review on it. I compared it to the GoPro Hero 3, smaller and about 2 grams lighter. That's about it.
You know the whole, like, being lighter, like, my new phone is, like, lighter than my old one. I like that so much.
Yeah.
So I sold my old one to one of my coworkers.
How much?
And she's all happy with it, 250.
Oh!
Not bad.
Yeah, considering I bought this thing for 300.
Actually, now considering that I might switch over to Android for the Samsung Galaxy Note 3 like George has, I might as well. Bigger the better.
Definitely.
That's what she said.
It's better than the iPhone 5C.
Oh, the iPhone 5 cheap?
Yeah,
it's an iPhone 5 but plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you
hey,
say.
Hold on. Hey, what are you knocking on the iPhone? Because you have a smartphone with no data plan. Mm.
Yeah?
You have to bum off every freaking Wi-Fi that you have to go with.
Wait, Wayne is like the smoker of smartphone users.
High five.
Like,
yeah.
He doesn't go like bumming, so he's like, hey, man.
Goodbye, your Wi-Fi.
Say goodbye, your Wi-Fi, bro. That's what you are,
he's
bro.
He's laughing because it's true. He's laughing because
that's
it's
what it
true.
Is. Oh my god! And you know what? I guarantee you that he's not the only one. People who have like limited data plans or whatever.
Unlimited data.
Or like even like. My freaking girlfriend does it to me. Can I go on your Wi-Fi? It's like, you freaking...
Wait, hold on. Let me guess, she has AT&T?
Yep. No, she has T-Mobile.
She has unlimited data?
Yeah, but she doesn't have tethering on her phone.
No,
when she wants to go online with her tablet when we're out and about, can I use the Wi-Fi? Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Isn't there an app for that?
She has an iPhone, bro. What do you think?
Hey.
No, guess not.
Remember the last time we used the tethering on your old Note 2?
Oh,
was
yeah.
That freaking fast?
It was like a 1,000 megabit download.
I think it was more than that. Here, let me go find a picture.
I think it was like 1 point something.
Yeah. But anyways, that's all been for me. Just new downloads and whatnot. I'll have the review on the GoPro Hero Plus. GoPro Hero 3 Plus Black Edition. Which does...
Damn all these freaking...
It records on 4K. So, perfect.
Nice. See, I will record 4K on this once I find a 32 gigabyte micro SD card for cheap. Because you know for damn sure that video takes up a ton of space.
A ton of space alone.
Like 1080p video is huge.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
Now think about...
4K?
4K? Ooh. Oh my god.
Good god.
Oh, bro.
Just to let you know, this actually is probably the newest GoPro I'm actually going to get because I still have the original GoPro Hero HD, the very first HD GoPro, so
yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and probably give that away and get the Hero 3 Plus Black. It's going to be expensive as hell, but I don't care.
It's big and black.
Sucks, yeah.
Jury duty for
yeah, shut up.
Our buddy Fidel here.
No, that sucks if you mix it up. Yeah, anyway, that's all been it for me, and yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a busy week.
Screw that shit.
I mean, it's, you know, one way or another, it's been fairly busy. I know, like, sometimes I just hate people. That's all I'm gonna say.
True.
You're all guilty.
Yeah, you're all guilty as far as I'm concerned.
I did get a chance to read the first two issues of Mars Attacks, Judge Dredd.
And?
Posted a little mini review on the cider for you guys. Actually, I'm really enjoying where it's going, and looks like it's gonna be a good series. Just a mini series, so I believe it's only a four piece mini series, four comics. Has a very high grade artistic design to it, but has a very 80s feel to it. So bring back some memories of the old school comics there, but still having the nice
12 kilobytes a second.
Yeah, 1202 kilobytes per second. That's how fast my connection was.
Yeah,
tethering on his phone.
Tethering on my phone.
It's actually. Did you actually get, you know, the Mars Attacks characters? And it's not the goofy Mars Attacks you see more often. It's the nitty gritty ones. Mobster style.
Okay.
Yeah, they infiltrate the mob. It's actually kind of cool. And then I saw Machete Kills.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I'll on this. I'll go ahead and bypass that damn movie.
What?
Machete Kills.
You don't like it?
I never seen it. I don't.
Oh. You don't want to see it?
No.
It's worth it.
I want to see it. Just saying. I think that looks pretty damn good. But, I mean, I really do want to go see it. I'm not going to lie. I really do. But,
Some pretty good humor in there.
I'm surprised that you liked it.
It actually
was not nearly as bad as the first one when it comes to the R-ratedness.
Ah. No. But it's violent, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's violent as all get out, but...
So, you're weird. See, in the first one, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't they pull one guy's like intestines out?
Yes. Oh, yeah, they do that in this one too.
And that's okay with you.
Yeah,
that's perfectly fine. Like, yeah. that's okay with you.
And get this, he doesn't want to play Grand Theft Auto 5. You're stupid.
You're stupid. You have a weird combination of values. You know that?
You have the weirdest combination of stupid ever.
Come on, I mean. The guts and glory stuff, I grew up on horror flicks, you know, that's all not that big of a deal as long as it's in the right context.
No! That doesn't make any sense! No, you're okay with that happening, but all of a sudden, like, somebody drops in, like, 3 or 4 F-bombs, no. Or, I'm gonna add to the in her it's wrong.
Yeah.
You're stupid, Wayne. You know that?
Let me tell you this right now. I'm going through some stuff right now. Done here, I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to beat the living hell out of those weights. And I will do something I haven't done in a while. I'm doing it right now. I'm taking my pre-workouts again.
What are you taking for pre-workouts?
Actually, this time, I'm not sure if you saw that there's a new Arnold line of supplements.
What, Pacemaker by 60 years old?
Nah, pictures of the old Arnold, which leads me to believe that he needs money. he probably does.
That nice lengthy divorce settlement.
Yeah, right? But it's made by Muscle Farm, so... And granted, I bought it for one really important reason. It's cheap.
Look.
I wanted some of that.
No. Because it's rum now.
Oh, rum! Yeah, everyone does everything these days.
I will let you know.
But this, I took this yesterday. It's called the Iron Pump. I used to take Super Pump. This is Iron Pump.
I always take this.
I'm going to try that eventually. Yesterday, I felt something that I hadn't felt in a while. Like, being able to lift more than your frame should probably be allowed to. With this.
I'm going to go ahead and try that.
Well, I'm sure you felt it with that one, too.
Yeah, dude.
Like, take it one day and then don't take it the next? You're not going to be able to lift the same if you don't take it.
No. This is straight, like, monster status right here.
And I stopped taking this stuff for a while because, let's see, what was it? Yeah, my girlfriend wanted me to go and all. Well, that stuff's bad for you because it has this other, like, artificial stuff.
It's like me drinking freaking...
So I went with that.
Dormammu.
For a while. Yeah, better be Dormammu. I went with that for a while, but right now I'm like, you know what? No. I miss it, and I want to put on some good-looking pounds for when we go to Vegas.
Woo! I need to order a few. Oh, just speaking of CES, I got to order one more item for the photography and make it all look good. Something nice. For the flash. Nice. Yes, folks, I'm still using my, for all the photographers out there, I'm still using my SB600 from my Nikon D7100.
Nice.
Yes, I know it's old, but it gets the job done.
Yep.
I've shot with the... with the SB910, way too much flash.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Wait, hold on. You're using Doctor Strange over Dormammu?
No, he didn't have a choice, I think. He doesn't have Dormammu, do you, Wayne?
That sucks, dude.
Dormammu's the best.
Dormammu's the bad guy.
No, he's the neutral guy.
Dormammu's like the business, what he is.
Yeah.
Is Dormammu going to kill you?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. See?
More than likely. This has been a tough battle. I haven't yet been able to beat him yet.
Be awesome if he just went chaotic flame.
X-Factor, black hole, chaotic flame.
Well, yesterday, on Monday, I won one of my matches with his level 3. I felt so cool. I felt so good.
Godlike.
Yeah.
Godlike.
It was like, come on. It's like, oh.
Some random tidbits. Every year, George and I and a lot of the SDFGC boys always go up to Irvine for SoCal Regionals hosted by Level Up and Alex Valle.
Yep.
And this year is going to be a little more... Well, last year it was like a week after... what do you call that? CES for us, which I didn't go to CES last year. But now it's going to be
in February.
February 28th was the end of the month, so on Friday, which is going to be badass in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's SoCal Regionals. A lot of SoCal's finest, best. A lot of people from East Coast goes by, especially from Northern California.
Yeah.
Especially Canada.
Yeah.
That too.
Welcome our neighbors from the north.
Yeah.
It should be a blast.
Should be a badass.
Can't wait for it. Oh, Wayne, you're going to win.
I might. These guys can do some serious damage, though.
I hope you don't. I'm sorry. I'm not in the best of moods. But anyway. Oh,
he
won!
Woo! Hey, so what happened to the impact pound loop, huh?
I was gonna say if we weren't recording on this very computer, I probably would have hit reset.
Whoops!
Just so he would lose. If it wasn't for the fact that he's using two screens, I would have alt F4'd his browser.
Hey, F5.
F5. Oh, it's true, huh? That would have ruined it, huh? Refresh would have killed it. You're like,
no,
no.
We're being such dicks today because we can.
Yeah. Was like, I'm sorry. What are you gonna say? Oh, the time that I probably have a lot of. Damn.
I know.
Well, speaking of being, you know, around stupid people, I had a gentleman come into my store today, handing me a shipping label, says, I need to ship this. Is this all I need? No box, just the product and the shipping labels. Like,
you should have been like, sure, if you want that to rattle around in a UPS truck.
Sir, do you want a trash bag with that?
Right? I'd be like, sir, how concerned are you about the well-being of your item?
Then I walk him over, show him, okay, this is the box, this is packing material. What do I need? I'm like, what the hell?
He must have been stoned off his ass.
So you tell them, you buy this, you buy that, you put that in this, you tape that up, you give me the label, and I do.
Or when you take it down to the office supply area, give them duct tape, tell them to wrap it around, wrap the item in duct tape as much as you can.
Hey,
put the label on and call it a day.
If you wrap it around with enough duct tape, I guarantee you it would survive.
More than likely, yes.
It will.
Guarantee it would.
Yeah. Might not be able to get the package open, but.
Hey, right? Let's test that on Wayne right now.
Hey, Wayne, we're going to send you somewhere.
Africa.
That'd be horrible, wouldn't it?
An albino African.
Kablammy! You so gonna die, fool! You're gonna die! Well, everyone's gonna die.
I know.
Anyways, let's get into some news here real quick.
Sure.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yep, Amazing Spider-Man 2 coming to the Xbox One and PlayStation 4. So, looks like the new Spider-Man game movie into a game theme is not going to be going to the older, quote-unquote, older platforms down at the Xbox 360 nor the PlayStation 3. That's pretty shitty, in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I don't usually see people who are interested in buying movie games as the ones who are usually in the forefront of console technology.
Yeah.
No.
It's the same way too, like,
It's more of like a secondary, oh, there's that game, that looks like it might be alright.
Wait, is this like how the first Spider-Man movie turned into a game, came out with a PlayStation 2?
Mm-hmm.
They just bypass everything from the,
Yep, nope, you don't want to do that. You're limiting yourself.
Yeah.
That, and you know there's no way in hell that this game is going to look so good that they're going to be like, oh, this couldn't have been done on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's not.
I'm not saying the game's going to suck. I'm just saying I think it's a bad decision for them to not bring it on an Xbox 360.
They're going to make more money off of the for the 360 and the PlayStation 3 versions. I was going to say 4. I don't know why, but...
Is it not coming out for Xbox 360?
No. Go up. Wayne.
No, it is coming out for Xbox 360.
Okay.
Man, since I...
Yeah.
You tripping, fool.
Damn it, Wayne.
Yeah.
You and your false hope.
And 3DS.
That makes sense. Everything comes out on 3DS, bro. 3DS has, like, I think the one of the largest installed base.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even though it got off to a very slow start. Very slow.
A Walking Dead slow start.
Yeah. But now it's, like, the business.
It's gaining momentum, thank God. It's been less long.
Yeah, Beanox Studios is actually promising that you'll have more abilities, more upgrades, more challenges, and more freedom to progress.
Pretty much more things you need to do anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it'll launch alongside the movie, which is not a surprise.
Eh. When's that? Next year, right?
Yep.
Yay. Well, I like the first one. The movie.
Yeah. The last one was pretty good.
We'll see. And this one's going to be Jamie Foxx as Electro.
Which will be interesting, but, yeah, I can see it working out.
All right. Next one. The free Xbox Live game for gold for the second half of October is
Halo 3. Thank God I traded that game in after I beat it twice.
If you haven't played it by now...
I know.
What's wrong?
You should.
No, I beat it twice within a week. So I might as well download it for free. F it, you know.
Dude, I've been downloading every game for free even though I'm not going to play them.
I know.
Just to have them.
Just to have the library.
Mm-hmm.
Extra life.
Then it's just going to be there and like, oh, I can play...
This.
Assassin's Creed, maybe. Or in my case, I think I'd be more inclined to play Magic... Here's my Magic Clash of Heroes.
Next... tidbit of news. Ubisoft Watch Dogs delay allows games to have far bigger potential. There's already a lot of potential about that game, but I don't know why you guys are delaying it for. Really?
Well, I don't know. Like, so now it's going to be out in 2014? Ah, man. I was hoping that would be one of the games like to play, but you know what? I don't know. The problem is you missed the holiday season.
Which is going to be a bad mark on your side.
It's a lot of sales you're losing by doing that. So.
Big sales.
I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but unless you feel that the game isn't where it needs to be at that point, you release it.
Yeah, you just release it and go.
So, who knows? So. I mean, I'm guessing there's something... I'm guessing that the game hasn't reached the vision that they set out for it.
Yeah. No.
And because the game has been hyped up so damn much...
They got to raise the bar even more to themselves.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the previews of it a year ago was just straight out awesome.
Mm-hmm.
E3 of last year.
Oh.
That was epic.
Yeah, and it's not the only game they've delayed this week. It's also they delayed the Crew.
The what?
The Crew.
What's that?
I'm not sure.
See?
I don't even know what that is, bro.
Yeah. I'm not even sure either.
What's the Crew?
another Saints Row knockoff?
Who knows?
I still want to play Saints Row though. I'm saying I heard it's really good.
Yes,
I want to play it. Anyways, what is the Crew, Wayne? I'm guessing it's something that is,
Let's find out. Thank you, Google!
Dude, Google's awesome.
Google's the best, but your internet sucks, Wayne.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Look at this. Holy cow. My pet dog back when I was a kid can crawl his way out of a freaking hole faster than that. He didn't have no legs.
Damn. Michael Vick's dogs?
Yeah, so it'd be
Is it a racing game?
Yeah, it's a racing game. I think I remember this one now. I believe this was supposed to be
a Need for Speed knockoff. Yeah, sounds good.
Actually, closer to Forza Horizon.
Yeah, I'm good.
More the go anywhere kind of racing, but I may be wrong. But
I will
racing.
I will skip that.
Speaking of that, I saw the trailer for Need for Speed, the movie.
Made me laugh.
What's it about, anyways?
It's about a dude that's trying to get revenge on his family, revenge for his family because they get killed, drug run, yada 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 yada, exotic cars, yada 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 yada. It's pretty much like Fast and Furious, but minus Vin Diesel and everybody else.
It's about a guy who's going too fast, loses everything because he's going too fast and can't help but go too fast.
You suck, dude.
No, I'm serious. That's if you watch the trailer, that's what it indicates that it's about. And we were just laughing the whole time that trailer was running because it just looks so darn stupid and cheesy.
Well, it is what it is. I will not be in line to watch it. I can't say that I care.
I'd rather play the game.
Well, not all of them. Only some of them.
Need for Speed Hot Pursuit 1 and 2. That's it.
It's good stuff.
And Underground 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I never played Underground.
It's a tuner thing.
Ah, then that's probably why you like it. Anyway, that's going to be it for this week. Apologize for the lack of content. It's just been a bit of a busy week.
Stupid week, in my opinion.
Life has been not the kindest, but eh. We get over it. Speaking of which, makes me even more grateful that even though, like, you know, life is not the greatest, but we have something more important to think about. Extra Life is coming up very shortly, in about 2 weeks. No matter how bad life gets for us, it's not as bad as some of these wonderful kids have it with the things, with the illness that they go through. So
we need your help, folks.
We need your help to raise some money for these great kids over at Rady Children's Hospitals. Help them get the help that they deserve. Help to give them another chance. Because, you know, a lot of times that even our worst day, this would be
a great day for them.
A great day for them. So let's do the most that we can. Let's raise as much money as we can. We'll have more details. We're sorry about the lack of updates on this. But we are committed. We are going to do it. We are going to have prizes for you guys.
Yep.
Please give us some help. Spread the word. Give us some donations. It's all going for a fantastic cause.
We're going to be at Salt Mines this year.
We're going to play the entire 25 hours doing all.
Yes, the reason why we said 25 hours is because of the
time change.
Yep.
I'm debating whether I should ask for the next day off or not. I might.
You should.
I think I might.
That's a big idea.
Someone asked for that Monday off. But yeah, we will have more details up soon. But please make sure you check out our Extra Life page. Link will be up on the podcast page as well. But of course, we have it on our Facebook.
Yep, check out our Facebook page, event page there. You can, you know, show your support right there for us.
Yeah, you can show us your support. You can see the address of where we're going to play. So if you're in San Diego, please feel free to join us. Come play some games with us.
Oh, yes, we're also going to have a first of 10 matches between people who wants to come in. Whoever loses the first of 10 matches pretty much has to pay the $10 to our...
yeah.
So that's what it is, unless you guys want to go to first of 15, first of 20, and who dares challenge me to first of 100 on Marvel 2, bring it on.
First of 100. I don't even know if you're like... First of 100, that probably take you like...
First of 20. Was up in 2.5 hours. Remember?
Yeah.
Neo versus Clockwork.
That was first to 15.
Oh yeah.
And it took like 2 hours.
Yeah.
First to 100? That would take, oh, I don't know.
The whole time?
That might take the whole like 15, 16 hours.
Sounds good.
That works. We're gonna be there.
We are gonna be there. Man, that's dedication. I never saw it.
I'll just make it quick and change up the tempo. You know me.
That's true.
Magneto, Cable, Sentinel, out fast pace, and then I'll slow it down with Spiral.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That will really screw up your timing.
Block it. Anyways, thank you for everything. Check out our page. Spread the word. Keep checking back. So we bring you the future. 8 bits at a time.
Sleep!
See what he did there?